I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
You have text messages, you have questions that you sent in to 414-432-1099. Maybe our mixed family can help you out. Text roulette, let's spin the wheel and find out which one we land on.
15.
We'll go to number 15. It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. Should I go to my 20-year high school reunion? I've been kicking the thought around for several months, as it is this year in September, down in Illinois, and part of me feels I'll regret it if I don't go. I did not go to my 10-year high school reunion. And another part of me says, am I really missing something if I don't go? What do you think, mixed family? 414-432-1099. Call now. Should this person go to their 20th high school reunion? Didn't go to the 10-year. What is your take on this? Did you go to your 10-year reunion, Elizabeth? You've gone to all of them, haven't you?
The 10-year, I attended. Anyone after that, I wasn't able to attend. And this year is, shocking, 25th high school reunion. And I know that Thomas More was throwing around the idea of having one. I'm not sure where that all landed. But I was apprehensive to go to the 10-year. Because at the time, I thought, we've kind of all seen each other not that long ago. Do we have to really all get together? And because of social media, it kind of takes the novelty away a little bit, because you can keep up with just about anybody if they're on social media. Most of them are.
Yeah, but big time, totally.
I did go and have a fantastic time when I went to the 10-year. It was really great to just see people you haven't seen in a while, really talk to them, social media, get the highlight reel and all that.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. And for the mixed listener that's throwing this out there, I don't think you're going to regret going. And the other part is, you can go and decide, all right, I've been here 15 minutes. No, I'm out. Like, you don't have to stay very long.
It's down in Illinois, though. So yeah, you're going to drive all that way just for 10 minutes?
Go reminisce at your favorite restaurant. Go drive and see all the sights. Maybe there's a friend of yours that you are still in touch with, or you could reconnect with there. And just you two go and get a drink and hang out and catch up.
I got a funny story for you about my 11-year.
That's random.
Yeah.
Why was it 11-year and not a 10-year?
So apparently the committee didn't get together to make the plans in time. So we decided at Hartford High School, class of 89, we had an 11-year. It happened to fall on the same night as my wife's 10-year anniversary, or 10-year high school reunion at Slinger High School. So we hit both. And it was kind of fun. Can introduce my wife to everybody.
That's
she introduced me. That was kind of different.
That's a whole different topic. I have never brought a spouse to a high school reunion, and I never will.
Really? Because
you think they want to stand around there and hear about all the old stories from the past and people that you don't even know about anymore?
Well, see, that's the thing. We didn't really reminisce so much about the past. We started talking about, what are you up to? Yeah, oh, this is my wife. This is my husband. So, yeah, we kind of made new friends that way, going, hey, yeah, I don't remember talking to you back at Hartford, but we're buds now. Boom, Facebook. And that's the thing. Now, every time that there's a reunion, I see it pop up in our HUHS, Hartford Union High School group. It'll be the 20th. I can't make it. 25. All the pictures were great. And each time there's a reunion, the crowd gets smaller and smaller because people are busy. And you're like, I can't make it.
I thought you were saying because people are dying.
Well,
that's why it gets smaller.
What do you think, mixed family? 414-432-1099. Should I go to my 20-year high school reunion? Been kicking around the thoughts for months. It's in September down in Illinois. Part of me feels I'll regret it if I don't go. I did not go to my 10-year high school reunion. And another part of me says, am I really missing something if I don't go? It's kind of neat to reminisce if you didn't go to the 10, at least, to go to the 20. I'd say go to the 20. At least go to one reunion. I don't know if you have to hit them all.
Better to go and leave really quickly if it's not what you thought than not go and regret it and you don't get that chance back.
And you never know. There could be an open bar. Should I go to my 20-year high school reunion? That is the question in Text Roulette this morning with Elizabeth and Radar. And hi, who's this?
Mama Bear Missy.
Hey, Mama Bear Missy.
Hey, hey.
What kind of advice do you have for this texter who wants to know, should they go to this 20-year high school reunion? They didn't go to the 10-year.
I mean, I didn't go to my 10-year or my 20-year, and I don't talk to the people that I go to high school, so I really don't care what they think anymore.
You kind of moved on.
Kind of moved on. Like, you got your own life. Go do something else. That's probably more fun than going to a reunion that you don't like people at.
Well,
anyways,
and Mama Bear Missy, my hairstylist, she has something called the flu test. She runs every invitation through the flu test, which is, if I got the flu and had to miss this event, would I be bummed or would I say I'm going anyway? And if it falls under any category of no, and for this listener to hesitate, tells me that's your answer.
Right.
If it wasn't an immediate yes, then that is your answer. Don't go. And I also say that in the same breath of, if hearing this response back makes you go, but I don't know, I kind of want to, then that's your answer. Then deep down, you did really want to go, and you should.
I mean, I agree, but in the same sense, I didn't talk to most people in high school, and I didn't really care because they were all like, oh, I'm so popular, and I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever.
And you just said, I'm moving on. I'm getting out of here. I'm moving on with my life.
You need to say, I'm Mama Bear Missy. I'm a regular 99.1 The Mix, okay? You better recognize.
That's exactly right.
Thanks, Mama Bear Missy.
Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, you too. We'll talk to you again.
Well, that's good advice right there. Yeah, if you didn't really get along with everybody in high school or you didn't really want to be part of those groups and stuff, why go?
Unless you just want to see how people have aged or what they're doing.
Oh, that curiosity is always there. You want to see how people have changed.
You had mentioned earlier, Elizabeth, social media. You can pretty much see how people change. You can see what they're doing in life. So it's kind of easy. And if you really want to connect, hit them up on social media and boom, then you'll be connected.
And if this is going to give you anxiety and stress you out, then eliminate it.
See ya.
Don't do it. Don't go.
Can't make it. I got the flu.
Right. There you go.
If you have a problem you want help with, all you have to do is text it in to Text Roulette 414-432-1099. We could be landing on your text later on during our show.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Text Roulette, and Uber driver Donna joins us. What do you think about this situation? Should this mixed listener go to their 20th high school reunion? They did not go to their 10-year.
I didn't go to any of my reunions. I regret not going.
Why do you regret it?
Because I always wonder what happened to everybody in the class.
So what's the next reunion that would be coming up for you that you're saying?
The 30th.
The 30th, and you'd be going to it.
I'm trying to if I can.
What's like one of the pranks or one of the worst things you did in high school? Like, oh gosh, remember when we were in high school, we did this? What was it for you?
One of the worst things was when we set our frogs free.
You set frogs
in biology class?
In biology.
So what happened? Did you let them free outside or just in the class?
We let them free outside, but you know, we were in a school that has a swamp in the back.
Good luck getting those back.
And those frogs were probably like, thank you.
Woo!
We're free. No dissection here.
Did you get busted? Did somebody bust you doing it?
Whose idea?
We didn't get. The funny thing is we didn't get busted. Our biology teacher had already been prepared for that, so they had a backup.
But whose idea was it?
Come on, Donna.
It was my best friend's idea.
Okay, there you go.
And you went along with it.
I went along with it because I couldn't see dissecting frogs. I didn't like it.
Set them free!
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space, Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.